Huhana Linden is with us. Apparently, they're going to chop off Waitangi and let it float out to sea, or that's what ACT would like. Thank you for joining us, Huhana. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā tātou katoa.
What's this bloke all about? You still like him? He's one of yours. He's from Taitukuna.
Well, you know, whakapapa is one thing, but commitment to supporting kaupapa Māori is another, that's for sure. And, you know, the way that our iwi Māori, te tiriti o Waitangi, now the Waitangi Tribunal, yesterday it was MAPAS, we're all under attack, you know, it's not good enough. And our people need to see these as signs that they need to register to vote and activate that vote, because they're clearly showing us what is going to happen if ACT Party is in a future government.
Yeah, it's almost scary, is it not? I mean, you've already touched on some of these assaults on issues that we have fought hard to establish, the Waitangi Tribunal as an example. So I didn't mean to elevate David's idea, but it is a threat to us going forward as a people. So what's your stance on what he is suggesting, which is wrapping up the Waitangi Tribunal at the conclusion of historical claims? Yet we know that the Tribunal is a sounding board for many other ills affecting New Zealand and indeed contravening our rights under the treaty. What are you making of a call like this, and where is it coming from, do you believe, Huhana?
It's absolutely political ideology. The Waitangi Tribunal for the last 50 years has served us well, both in historic claims and also in contemporary claims. And these contemporary claims and contemporary breaches, and in fact, the highest volume of urgencies that we've ever seen in the history of the Waitangi Tribunal has happened in the term of this government. So for them to turn around and reckon that somehow they're not breaching Te Tiriti o Waitangi in 2026 is absolute puruhete. And so we as the Greens absolutely tautoko the Waitangi Tribunal. We want to resource the Waitangi Tribunal appropriately because they haven't had budget increases for donkeys, and also support them to have binding recommendations and activate on them so that we as members of Parliament and government are very clear on what the breaches are and have to do something about it.
Well, the Tribunal has served a purpose. It's coming under intense heat. This elevating the necessity for us all to get out and have a say on November the 7th. And I've just had a pretty interesting kōrero regarding rural healthcare and Māori access to health if you're living back home in our haukainga, etc. It paints a pretty gloomy picture, to be honest, Huhana. And what would you say about rural healthcare delivery? I get the impression that some people are dying because they're too far away from the doctor or from the hospital. And this is just not good enough. What would you say about rural healthcare in Taitokoro?
Yeah, our health system is underfunded right now. It's not able to keep up with the cost pressures, the changes in demographic, us that are living rurally, population change, all of that. You know, we're just barely keeping the lights on. So business as usual does not work in these circumstances. And for us in the north, we know that rurality is a significant impact on the way that we can access healthcare. As the Greens, of course, we stand up for equitable health outcomes for all, which requires us to support better primary care, doctor services available, taking diagnostic vans out into community that has a whānau or a practitioner, that has your doctor, has oral health all there. And when you take the services to the people come. We know that. Marae-based services are operating across the country through Māori providers, and by providing services in community, you prevent ill health and, of course, those presentations into hospital. So, you know, until such time that we actually accept what the evidence and the data is telling us and understand the fact that, you know, health equity is impacted when we don't resource the system appropriately and have the workforce appropriate to deliver those services too, then we're going to continue to have these issues. So when we see, you know, the ACT Party attacking the MAPAS program and somehow, you know, the review report that was commissioned through the coalition agreement has not been released, just release the report and let's have a look at the findings. Because by and large, MAPAS is super, super successful. And in fact, we're still not, you know, producing enough Māori graduates, enough Pacific graduates to demonstrate their equity in the health system, so our people are seen, whether you're in country, whether you're in urban centres, that you can see your whanaunga serving you in the health system.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. With us, Huhana Linden, standing for the Tai Tokorau, come election day. Recent reports have highlighted problems with MSD, which have included confusion around energy support payments and concerns that food insecurity isn't always treated as an emergency. What do these issues say about the state of our country's welfare system, Huhana? And what changes would the Greens make to better support vulnerable whānau? You go for a food parcel, they say no, which is their standard answer at MSD. What do you make of all of this?
Look, you know, we cannot understate the material impact that these policy decisions are having on everyday whānau. And I want to recognise that MSD staff has hosted a strike with the Public Services Association on Wednesday. So they, as a workforce, walked off the job on Wednesday for 2 hours for the first time since 1996. And in talking with MSD staff from the front line at those protests, I went to the whangai one, they are under extreme pressure implementing these harmful policies by this coalition government. So please know that our kaimahi are hurting. They have to keep a job to whangai their whānau, and what they are being forced to implement is also damaging on the workforce too. But, you know, the material impact that it's having on whānau, on kaumātua, for real, is, you know, your ability to warm your home, your ability to put kai on the table and to pay your rent. And so when you hear that, you know, these systemic issues are have been recognised. There's no apology, right? There's no apology. But, you know, these are oversights. And the CEO's having to take the blame, but it goes right up to the minister. And the Prime Minister is closing his eyes and still giving mihis to the minister that's clearly failing our people and those most vulnerable in our communities. Nā wai e teka he kāwanatanga tēnei mō te hunga rawa kore. They are not here for our vulnerable communities. And in fact, where is compensation for our whānau? I heard about one that, hadn't had a payment for a month. How on earth do you survive for a month without a pūtea to pay for anything? So it's absolutely outrageous. It enrages me how much they don't care about our most vulnerable in community.
Well, they say it's a cyber issue. Well, it may well be, but we used to have people that delivered services. Now we're relying on digital connectivity. Mm-hmm. And of course, mm-hmm. and we're going further and further down this path, aren't we? Following a cyber attack linked to health service provider Zentech and fears that sensitive patient information may have been compromised, Huhana, what concerns do you have about the way health data is being protected or not in our country, and what accountability should follow if security systems fail?
Yeah, so e te whānau, I don't know whether people realise, but the health system has lost nearly 2,000 kaimahi out of data and digital in Te Whatuora. So when we see third-party contracts or companies like Zentech or Manage My Health with these breaches and lack of cybersecurity, you have to look at the waka that is meant to be there monitoring the system and making sure that it's working. Well, the waka's nearly empty, kua pau te penehini, right? When you lose nearly 2,000 staff from the data and digital sector that are meant to do the monitoring, the support, making sure that the systems are robust and set up, this is what happens. This is what happens. And, you know, as whānau in the north for Manage My Health, it was the 2nd of January that happened, the data breach. 100,000 people and 86,000 of them came from Tai Tokerau Matua. Now we've got Zentech. Before that, we had the Waikato Hospital breach of data too. You know, so these things continue to happen if you neglect the system, under-resource it, and then cut the specialist staff who are meant to be there to make sure that the system runs well. So, you know, it's form follows function, eh?
It doesn't instill confidence, does it? And Māori communities are already experiencing significant inequities in access to healthcare. And in light of these recent cyber incidents, how can the government ensure or can they, that digital health systems are both secure and trusted, particularly for our Māori patients whose confidence in the health system is crucial?
Well, that's a great question for the Coalition Government, the Minister of Health and Prime Minister Matua, because how can we trust these systems when the Office of the Privacy Commissioner continues to put out guidance on how to improve privacy, to ensure that the Privacy Act is upheld? Come on, guys, come on, guys. I mean, even an IT system for payroll for teachers was breached. So email details, IRD, bank accounts all got breached. You know, this is significant, and we need to genuinely put the safeguards in place for all of us who use digital services, which we do, every day we do. But the government's not taking any responsibility for the fact that they have really undermined the effectiveness of the system. And we're seeing the ramifications. When you don't resource the system properly and you cut jobs, this is what happens.
Tēnā koe, we've got just a couple of minutes before the news. Thanks, Huhan. It's been an interesting kōrero today, as always. This is to do with the Kiwi Mart. Some sort of dismissing the idea as not practical, but certainly the aim of it is worthy. Might you share a little more kōrero about it? I mean, why do you believe a publicly owned supermarket would succeed where other measures have struggled?
Cracks me up, when people say it's not practical to have a publicly owned supermarket. Like, literally, look at how expensive the kai is today. And we have two companies, what's called a duopoly, that dominate the market. They make the choice as to how much the butter is and the 1 kg of mince. Now, these two companies have complete control over the system. And what the Greens are saying, we need to break up that market duopoly and purchase. This isn't something, you know, that's going to happen for free. We are proposing that the government purchases 120 stores and two distribution centres that we as the taxpayers of New Zealand own. And that Kiwi Mart, those 120 stores, are set up as a publicly owned supermarket chain that has to prioritise affordability. And that supermarket, the Commerce Commissioner, Supermarket Commissioner, has the mandate to ensure that those prices are kept down, but also price gouging, which we have been seeing in supermarkets where they have a free market to basically price our kai excessively. And we need to ban that. It needs to be fair, it needs to be equitable, but Kiwi Mart will be there to provide lower cost kai, affordable kai, for everyday New Zealanders. And that's on top of our previous announcement to resource Ka Ora Ka Ako, the school lunch program, properly, permanently fund it, restore it and expand it to a further 150,000 children. So, we are going bold. People may say it's unrealistic, but is it really unrealistic for us to continue to look at a duopoly who dominate the kai market, who continue to put up food prices? A pound of butter is double the price now. You know, even 2-minute noodles is double the price. Let's be real about the cost of kai. And if we don't do something urgently and for real, not just tweaking around the edges and asking for a third player to come into the market or hoping that somehow they will reduce the cost of kai, we have enough kai in Aotearoa for everybody. 40 million people we could feed from what we produce out of Aotearoa. If Bell's Produce, owned by Te Rarawa in Kaitaia, could supply a publicly owned supermarket with the brief of affordability, we could fly in the far north, increase the employment, and have kai served in schools as well with ka ora ka ako. The issue is that the government is matapiko, and we need to get real about the situation of how we feed and how we resource our communities with affordable kai.
It's been an interesting kōrero. Thanks so much for sharing time with us again this Friday morning. And kia pato rā whakatā. Thanks for sharing and all the best for the weekend ahead. Mauri ora, Huhana. Thank you.
Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi.